Me. Aren't children wonderful people? And we just pray that they will stay in the church as they grow up and to learn how to serve you in the church. We need workers in the church. And if you have a desire to work and you want to know where you can work, I'm sure if you ask just about anybody in leadership position that they will tell you where you can be used to work. Well, we've done a little bit of looking back this morning, but the title of our message this morning is Don't Look Back. And we're looking at Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. Beginning to read at verse 51. As the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead to a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But the people of the village did not welcome Jesus because he was on his way to Jerusalem. When James and John saw this, they said to Jesus, "Lord, shall we call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, so they went on to another village. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head." He said to another person, "Come, follow me." The man agreed, but he said, "Lord, first let me return home and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God." Another said, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family." But Jesus told him, "Anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." Don't look back. Satchel Paige and his good rule for living said this: don't look back. Something may be gaining on you. The Bible also tells us not to look back. A Sunday school teacher was telling her class the story of Lot's wife turning and looking back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. A little girl spoke up and said, "My mommy was driving and turned and looked back and turned into a telephone pole." Well, we have to be careful, don't we? Looking back hinders further or future forward progress. Looking back may be making you depressed. Looking back may bring you defeat. Don't look back. Let us pray. Lord, speak to each of us during this message. Help us to get close to you and receive what you have for us. Help us to realize that we have only to lean upon you to receive the satisfaction of life that you desire for us. Close our minds to the things that would distract us from being in the right relationship with you, both in this service and in the weeks to come. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. In your bulletin, you have a leaflet which gives an outline of the message this morning with a few fill-ins. And we encourage you to take that and use that this week as a devotional thought. So first of all, we see, don't look back at sins that have been forgiven. 1 John 1, 7-9 says, "But if you are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. But if we claim to have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." God really does put our sins away. I encourage you to read through Psalm 103. We read a bit of it during our call to worship, but take time to read Psalm 103, and it will give you lots of direction for living. Perhaps you believe this for others, but not for yourself. But God has put away all sin, even the most serious sins that we have committed. And he had promised in his loving you to put all your sins behind you. We serve a gracious God, and he desires the very best for each one of us if we seek him. And then two, don't look back at defeats that get you down. All people have some defeats of their past. And too many times we look back and, well, if I only hadn't done that or thought that or said that. And many times that's enough to cause us to doubt. Only those who never attempt anything are free from failing. Many times I hear people say, well, I don't do anything because I don't want to be caught doing something wrong. But you know, many times the way we learn is by doing something and making a mistake and correcting it and moving along. And God is willing to help us. God loves us. But see, in Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, God lifts up those who fall. Verse 23, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." The Lord loves them, and he wants to take good care of them. He doesn't want them to be discouraged. He doesn't want you to be discouraged. He wants us to move forward. Don't allow failing to make you feel that you are a failure. Just seek the Lord and allow him to minister to you. And then see, don't look back at the past and see it better than it was. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 10 says, "Don't long for the good old days. This is not wise." And many times people look back at the good old days and they become discouraged so that they don't work as they should. They don't want to get involved in the church because of the good old days, and we don't see that anymore. May God help us to keep looking forward. Israel look back to Egypt. In Numbers chapter 11, verse 18, "And say to the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow you will have meat to eat. You were whining, and the Lord heard you when you cried, 'Oh, for some meat! We were better off in Egypt.' Now the Lord will give you meat, and you will have to eat it." How many times do we whine? How many times do we think that, oh, if things would just go my way? And that's the problem. Some things have gone my way or your way. And we have to be careful for what we ask, because many times we're going to get it and we'll be sorry for it. Distance leads enchantment. We look back at the days when I was growing up, how everything was so perfect. And if you believe that, I've got some snow to sell you, and lots of it. Nostalgia is never quite honest. How many times do we look back at something that happened, and if we were honest, we could pick out all the wrong things that happened at that time? Vance Havner has said, "The present is never as good as it used to be. The present is never as good as it used to be. A great future beats a great past every time." And then D, don't look back at old conflicts that make you bitter. If you rehearse old conflicts, the hurt returns. I knew a lady in one of our churches who happened to be my secretary. And she had a grudge against one of the former pastors. And she said, "I will never forgive him for what he did. I will never forgive him." How many times have we said that? And then we need to read the Lord's Prayer again and the verses surrounding it. May God help us to be forgiving, just as we want others to forgive us some of the foolish mistakes that we make or some of the foolish things that we say. Rehashing these things opens old wrongs. Oh, how many times have we rehashed something because it sounded good back then, but suddenly it's terrible. Even those where forgiveness has taken place will become dangerous again if we keep going over them. I hear people say, "Well, I can forgive, but I can't forget." And you know the reason why they can't forget? They keep going over it all the time, over again and again and again. Instead of saying, "Lord, help me to forget." Forget the past and get on with profitable living. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, it says, "So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, we must crave pure spiritual milk so that we will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment because we need it. We need it. We desperately need it. And then E, don't look back at old victories that may cause you to think that you have arrived. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, says Paul. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to preach to and reach to the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. How many times have we said, I served the Lord with all my heart once. I was a soul winner once. I was sold out to Christ once. I used to work in the church once. And so many times I hear, when asked for help, oh, let the younger people do it. Let the young adults do it. I served my time, almost like it was a prison sentence. And I don't want to get close to it again. We may have done those things once, but what about today? Our salvation may have been sure once, but what about today? Look up. Looking unto Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of death, of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our faith on Jesus, the companion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and now he is seated on the place of honor beside God's throne. Look on the fields, and in caring for others, we will forget the past. Look ahead. The best is yet to come. Remember, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, verse 2. Jesus said, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. For all who have not yet trusted Jesus for forgiveness, the time to do so is now. It is urgent. Perhaps the Holy Spirit has alerted you to your need to put your trust in Jesus. Don't put it off. Run to Jesus. Now is the day of salvation. Here is a prayer that will help you to meet Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I now understand my need to have my sins forgiven. I also realize that only Jesus, because of his sacrifice on the cross, can forgive my sin. I put my faith and trust in Jesus today. Please forgive me and become the Lord of my life. There is no better day than today to enter into God's family. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.